You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Greetings and welcome to the Gym Class. It is a Friday edition here on KGYM. So we close out another week. A little bit closer to real football, although we do have some real football coming up tonight. And we'll talk about that coming up here on the program today. Great to have you aboard. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, Ben, our producer, as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour here this afternoon. As we're going to have our final Friday topic of the year. Looking forward to that. It's going to deal with football. College football, pro football, high school football, whatever you want to talk about, your things you're looking for this year. What are some of the predictions that you have as far as football this year? Who's going to break out team-wise, individual-wise? Going to have fun with that coming up. We'll write them all down, and then in November, December, January, February, we'll look back and see exactly how wrong we were on all this. So we will talk with you about that coming up in just a little bit. FedEx Cup playoffs continuing on. The Bears looking good last night. Some big baseball series coming up over the weekend as well. We'll touch upon all of that here on the program today. We are brought to you by DuPaco Community Credit Union. And learn how you can boost your financial well-being by going to their website at dupaco.com. And we thank them for being the presenting sponsor of the Gym Class program each and every day right here on KGYM. Text line available to you at 319-366-1600. That is 319-366-1600. As we come your way on this Friday, which could get a little, perhaps, bumpy coming up in a little bit. Mark, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Scott. Good afternoon, everyone. And looking forward to the topic, because we haven't really delved into football a whole lot, gotten your opinions. What's Iowa going to do? What's Iowa State going to do? What are the NFL teams going to do? High school ranks. On and on and on. And just made it here in the nick of time today, Scott. I was working on the final touches of the Gym Class NIL.
Yeah, we'll get to that. Oh, I needed that. Hey, we do have some weather information for you. National Weather Service has just put out a severe thunderstorm watch, and that will go till 8 o'clock tonight. And Linn County and Johnson County are right on the eastern edge as far as that watch box is concerned. Johnson County, Linn County, Buchanan County, Blackhawk County, Benton County, Iowa County, mentioned Johnson County as well, Henry County, Poweshiek County, all involved in that. Basically, the east side of Linn and Johnson off to the west. And that goes until 8 o'clock tonight. And there are showers and thunderstorms that have started to pop up right now. And just keep one eye to the sky. I guess that's the best way to approach things. In fact, severe thunderstorm warnings right now. Some thunderstorms have popped up in the Des Moines metro area. They have a warning going on right now. And also to the Newton area, Jasper County, they have a severe thunderstorm warning as well till 3:45. Those storms are moving east and slightly to the north, so could see some rain in the next few hours or so. Hopefully not, because there are a lot of scrimmages around the state of Iowa tonight. I know a lot of those times have been moved up, and coaches use those scrimmages in a big way to determine last-minute lineups, et cetera, et cetera. There are a few 8-man games tonight in Week 0. Not nearly as many as there were in the past, Mark. I know you love Week 0. You're a big proponent.
I like Week 0. I just don't like naming it Week 0.
So name it something else. Week 1A and 1B. Is that what you want to do?
We've got some openers in the area tonight.
Yeah, we got a few. few in eight player to talk about. Dunkerton and West Central are going to play coming up this evening. Also, it will be HLV and Easton Valley going at it tonight. That will be over in Victor.
Oops, HLV.
Yeah, well, HLV was scheduled to play Cal Wheatland, but Cal Wheatland, one of the three schools that will not be able to field a varsity team this year. It's Calamus Wheatland, Rockford, and Meskwaki Settlement are not going to have teams this year. New London and Moravia are going to be playing. Twin Cedars and Murray also will be playing coming up this evening. And so those are most of those. If there are others out there, just let us know. But a lot of scrimmages. Chief among them, Prairie and Xavier are going to scrimmage tonight in the Metro. That should be fun. Benton and Williamsburg are going to be scrimmaging. Kennedy and Marion are going to be scrimmaging coming up tonight as well. So, yeah, hopefully no one gets hurt and everybody has a good night tonight.
Yeah, once again, many of those scrimmages have been moved up because of the impending weather threat. And check ahead on social media or your school.
Yep, that's simple. 319-366-1600. That is the text line for you here on the Gym Class program as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour. Let's stick with football, Mark. Let's start with your 2-0 Chicago Bears. As the Bears whomped on the Seattle Seahawks last night up in Seattle. Now, was it a Seattle team that was that had their number one quarterback? No. Drew Lock didn't play due to COVID. Seattle is not expected to do a whole lot, but are you and other Bears fans encouraged, Mark?
Not yet. It's the preseason. Justin Fields only played. I mean, it was a convincing win. There's no question about it.
It was 24-0, wasn't it, at one point?
Yeah. So that tells me the Bears have some depth anyway and maybe some tough decisions to make as the cut nears in the next week or so. But as advertised, the starters played only 8 or 10 snaps. Justin Fields, Bears quarterback, played one series. But by and large, there were some nice points to it, but so many starters didn't play on either side that you can't get too excited about it. But we want to know what you think. Are the Bears better than we thought? Yes or no? That's our poll question at KGYMRadio.com. Brought to you by Hawkeye Title and Settlement, Highway 1 West in Iowa City.
You know, watching that game last night, I'm not a firm believer yet as far as the Bears are concerned, but I tell you what, I like the new coaching staff. I think it was a terrific hire. And Justin Fields, we know what he can do. He's got to have some guys around him, and I think that will come eventually. The Bears' offensive line scares me. That's the one thing, Mark, the unit as far as this Chicago team that I think is a little bit lacking. Do you agree on that?
It's been a work in progress for several years.
Even on that first drive of the night, Justin Fields was pressured, I think, on the first three or four times he dropped back. And that's going to be, I think, a problem, especially playing, you know, Aiden Hutchinson's at Detroit now. The Packer defense is very, very good. Minnesota's got some spots to fill, but not a bad defense in its own right. But that offensive line gives me a little bit of pump the brakes on the Chicago Bears.
I'd really like to see Roquan Smith back and kind of pull his I want to be traded comment off the table. He was on the sidelines for the Bears.
Did he come back
in
with
them? Seattle? I have not checked. That's a good point.
Why would he want to stay in Seattle?
Now, that's an interesting situation because Roquan Smith does not have an agent. And the NFL has said, you negotiate with Roquan Smith, it's tampering. So what do teams do?
Can't call his agent.
Doesn't have one.
they call the Chicago Bears directly.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's got to be the case. But, yeah, Roquan is his own man out there. What do you think? 319-366-1600, Bears fans. Are you bullish on the season for your Chicago Bears?
This kind of leads into our discussion topic. The Bears, at Elite Sportsbook anyway, over and under wins 6.5.
Ooh. So they're looking at, what, you play 17 now, 7-10 or 6-11?
Mm-hmm.
I'm tempted, Mark. Tempted to go with the over on that one. Tempted.
Let's see how good Detroit is really going to be, how good Minnesota is really going to be, and frankly, how good the Bears are really going to be.
Very true. Very, very true. 319-366-1600. Still a lot of decisions to be made as far as football is concerned. One decision that has been made, Quinn Ewers, the number one quarterback for the Texas Longhorns. They are back, Texas Longhorns, as he won the quarterback competition, says Steve Sarkisian. Easy for me to say. The head coach of the Texas Longhorns. Interesting right there. Now, remember, Ewers was the number one guy, what, a couple years ago out of the class of 2021. He was Ohio State quarterback, kind of waiting right there. But he has won the starting quarterback job, and he beat out Hudson Card for that.
Not the top college football story of the day.
No.
Did you see what Scott Frost said?
Yeah, Scott Frost.
Nebraska football coach commenting that his offensive linemen probably vomit 10 to 12 times a practice. Said it proudly.
And that is not something to say proudly, Mark. That's not what you want.
Said the offensive line coach is really working them hard, and therefore it's come to some regurgitation on the offensive line. Sorry to gross you out. But
I'm sorry. That's fine.
It was Frost comment.
That's fine. And he's taken pretty much a beating, too.
Yeah.
As well as his offensive line coach, brand new offensive line coach, taking a beating as far as that is concerned. And, of course, that opens – I mean, Scott Frost, you don't need a big opening in the door to start throwing the slings and arrows at him. But that did it. That did it right there. Cyclone Tim on the text line, preseason to me is about not getting anyone injured, but he would rather win 24-11 than lose 24-11. It was actually 27-11. Why didn't you stop that two-point conversion? There at the end. 319-366-1600 at 318. You never know when Pete Carroll's going to have to pull out that two-point conversion. Hey, you got to do it in the preseason, right?
I suppose you practice it and put it into games. And, you know, so much as this is not what you're going to see in the regular season. And the Bears went for it on fourth down in the first series. A lot of teams go for it on fourth down, knowing it's preseason.
Also, more and more now due to analytics. Love that.
Yeah.
All those analytics coming into play in football. You should go for it on fourth down and one from your 48-yard line or the opponent's 48-yard line. Because the odds say you're going to make it more than you're not. And no one likes punting. Except Torrey Taylor.
Except Iowa.
20 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock here on the Gym Class on KGYM. A little baseball here. I want to touch upon this. Brewers taking on the Cubs right now. We'll get an update on that here in just a little bit. But, Mark, the White Sox and the Guardians with a huge series this weekend. I'm not saying that this is going to go a long way to determine how things play out, but I surely do not want to be swept by the said Cleveland Guardians. And with that in mind, into the lineup tonight for the White Sox, batting seventh, playing shortstop, Elvis Andrus.
Recently acquired.
Got through all of the red tape as far as the Major League Baseball process after the trade deadline is concerned, and he will be playing shortstop for the White Sox in the absence of Tim Anderson, the way it looks.
Yeah, he's on the shelf. I have not read how long he's out.
4 to 6 weeks, yeah. So probably another month or so. Three if you're optimistic, but don't push it. Don't push it. You know, good veteran guy to have come in and help you out. It's not going to wow you, I think, but he's going to be, I think, solid. And that's all the White Sox need right now is solid at shortstop because without Tim Anderson, that's a big, big piece missing as far as the White Sox
lineup. I think it's a good move, yeah.
I like it. We'll see how it plays out. Sometimes you get that little... you know, a little edge, that little push when you change.
I guarantee you it won't turn out as good for the White Sox as Franmil Reyes has turned out for the Cubs. I think he's hit safely in every game. He's had two triples, equaling his career totals.
A big man can move.
Guy's gone off because since he got to Wrigley Field.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because of the fact that, you know what? Hey, sometimes a change of scenery is good for
him. No, he's a good player, good hitter.
I would agree. 319-366-1600 here on the Gym Class program. No 0818. I do not know if the Huskers have a specific spot where they choose to do their whatever you want to call it. Don't know. Don't know about that. Get to Mark and an Emil Sideaway scoreboard update coming up here in just a little bit. Might throw this in, Mark, after the update, and as we talk a little bit about football and the outlook for this year, 2022, what people think will happen to their favorite team, their non-favorite team or whatnot. But C.J. Stroud with some interesting things to say today, the Ohio State quarterback. We'll get to that coming up in a little bit. Wanted to hit golf prior to that. Second round at Wilmington, Delaware, the BMW Championship going on right now. Adam Scott. The Aussie, a three-shot lead over Scottie Scheffler, the world number one, Cameron Young, Corey Connors, a Canadian, and Patrick Cantlay. With Rory at minus six, he's lurking, as they say, Mark. Rory is lurking.
Picking him to win.
That's your pick?
No.
I'm just going
to
go.
I mean, he's six under and triple bogeyed the 15th hole yesterday, a par three. Otherwise, you're looking at him being at 8 or 9 under and right in the thick of things. And actually, at 6 under, he is in the thick of things.
He is. He is right there in the thick of things. First-round leader Keegan Bradley is 3 over in his round today through 14. And he is in 16th place right now. No cut as far as this event is concerned. Everybody will play Saturday and Sunday. And the U.S. Amateur going on, that in Paramus, New Jersey, where for the semifinals will consist of four Americans, four young Americans for the first time in a long time. So these kids are good. They're good. They're hitting at 300 yards without even blinking. And plus, it's just, it's kind of fun to watch, but man, oh man, is it different. It is different. All right, let's get to an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update brought to you by Emil's Hideaway, First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. Thanks to Chris and Jamie and Dave and everybody over there. We do appreciate it. And they're open at 4 o'clock. Check them out online at emilshideaway.com. Eat local and try their burgers and fries. They are made fresh daily, or wet your whistle with drinks from their fully stocked bar. Bring the whole family for friendly service in their dining area. What do we got on the scoreboard?
In the Little League World Series, our favorite subject, the Davenport, Iowa team lost 8-7 in a heartbreaker last night in the first round to Indiana. The Davenport youngsters will be back in action, trying to stay alive tomorrow afternoon. One afternoon game in Major League Baseball. It's a back-and-forth affair at Wrigley Field. Right now, the Brewers lead 7-6 over the Cubs in the middle of the sixth inning. Other games tonight involving Midwest teams of interest. You mentioned the White Sox at Cleveland. Texas, with a new manager and a new owner, is at Minnesota. Kansas City visits Tampa Bay. And St. Louis is at Arizona. The Angels have activated Mike Trout, the former Cedar Rapids Colonel, who has missed a month with a back injury. The Angels in Detroit tonight. Now, did you want me to get to the Cedar Rapids Softball Hall of Fame?
Absolutely. They are celebrating their induction ceremony this weekend, and they got all kinds of activities scheduled out at Ellis Park. And if you've never been, do yourself a favor. A lot of nostalgia out there. I'm sure they'll have the Hall of Fame open, and it's really worth your time.
It is. There's games going on Saturday and Sunday, a couple different tournaments per se. Then Sunday at noon, they will induct the latest Hall of Fame class. It includes Tom M. Bush, Warren Guichard, Robin Lindley McConnell, Jane Steele Bolt, Brian Gradiville, Stevie Irsig, Dave Carey, Doug Payton, Jeff Dunham, and Dave Bakey.
Very good class going in right
now. I guarantee you go out there, you're going to see somebody you know. And they'll probably buy you a beer.
No, a couple of them that are going in.
Congrats to all.
Yeah. So have a good week. They have some games out there, some exhibition games. And like I said, and if you were around, if you are of our ilk, Mark, you remember the Major Open out at Ellis. We've talked about it many times. Heck, we've had a couple of shows that have been dedicated to it in the past. We had Greg Bosch down here, and of course he was a world-renowned pitcher in the day. Probably could still do it. Don't want to say in the day to you, Greg, in case you're listening. But, you know, again, remember being taken out there. Grandpa took us out there when we were kids, and man, that was fun. 4,000 or 5,000 people out there, and I'm not kidding you.
No.
Out at Ellis Park, watching some of the best fast pitch softball in the world.
Pass the cigar box through the stands, throw in a quarter or two or a
buck.
That was
the NIL back in the day.
Yeah, those are great times.
Yeah.
And now you see a weekend or a weekday, those diamonds are empty.
More often than not.
Played Ellis Park golf course on Saturday. You get to 16 and look.
17.
The diamonds are empty.
17,
I'm sorry.
17.
The diamonds are empty. You know, usually there's some kids playing and maybe not adult softball, but fields were empty.
We have opened up the up that door a little bit as far as talking about Nebraska, and everybody jumps in. Adam the Mason coming in through. I'm not going to say it. But Adam, I enjoyed it. Mark enjoyed it. And we'll come back. We'll talk some football with you. What are you expecting in 2022? Whichever level you want to talk about as far as football is concerned. And we'll kick that around. Who's going to be good? Who do you expect that is not expected to be good to be good? Individuals that are going to jump up this year. We'll talk about it when we return. 3:29 on the Gym Class program. Back with more after a look at the weather and a break here on KGYM.
Eastern Iowa weather on the Gym.
I'm Weather First meteorologist Garrett Hyde with a check of your forecast. As we head into the rest of our afternoon, we'll see more sunshine filter into the area. This will help to bump temperatures up in those lower 80s this afternoon, but we'll be acting like a bit of a catalyst for more showers and thunderstorms that could be severe, likely to produce some stronger winds and some small hail for us today. The timing for this is looking to be anywhere between 4 and 7 p.m. this evening, but as we head overnight tonight, things will start to clear out a little bit more, with more scattered showers sticking with us as we head into our day tomorrow before that clears out, headed into the second half of the day on Saturday. I'm meteorologist Garrett Hyde, and that's your latest Iowa's News Now with the first forecast.
1600 ESPN Radio is testing its emergency alert system equipment.
This has been a test of the emergency alert system.
Back in 1947, when young Willa Dickens began as a watchmaker at Hertine and Stocker Jewelers, the sparse utility of the war years was ready to give way to the cheer of color in fashion, furniture, and of course, jewelry. Women from Hollywood starlet to housewife glowed with colored gemstones on ear, neck, and hand. Ruby red and emerald green, blue sapphire, purple amethyst, topaz, citrine, aquamarine. Often these beauties were received happily in a Hurt, Teen, and Stalker box. Now, as in those distant days, colored gemstones are again bringing cheer and joy. So come see what's sparkling in those famous windows at Hurt, Teen, and Stalker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington in downtown Iowa City. Then step inside and say hi to Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
Get the floor of your dreams with Menards' huge selection of Shaw flooring. It's all 11% off. Update your home with luxurious Brazilian carpet. Transform the look of any living space with easy-to-install laminate flooring. Check out our great selection of waterproof vinyl plank. Save today with 11% off all Shaw flooring now at Menards. Good through August 21st. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Just when it feels like smooth sailing, your IT person leaves and rocks your entire business boat.
Network overboard!
Now who's going to captain your IT ship? Network Computer Solutions. They're ready to hop on board and keep you on course. Whether you're a tiny rowboat or a giant ocean liner, Network Computer Solutions will keep your business cruising along with pricing options that won't make you feel anchored down. Network Computer Solutions is your IT safe harbor. Meet them now at ncsei.com.
I decided to get a condo and I was done with renting. I was ready to have space for my dog.
We're talking with Janae Nelson about her first mortgage with Midwest One Bank.
My realtor suggested Midwest One's first-time homebuyer program and it was a perfect fit. Midwest One Bank made me feel like there was no judgment in my financial situation. Midwest One Bank absolutely made it simple. This is going to be a relationship that I'm going to keep building.
Midwest One Bank, simply better banking. Loan subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Tune into the gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn for Drive Time, driven by Lender Tire.
Back with you in the gym class, Friday edition here on KGYM. Thank you for joining us. Do appreciate it. Don't forget, we do have a severe thunderstorm watch that is in effect right now for a portion of eastern Iowa, Lynn and Johnson County, and back to the west toward the Des Moines area. And that goes until 8 o'clock tonight. And we also have some severe thunderstorm warnings that are in effect as well. And taking a look at those right now, the National Weather Service has just issued one to the south and west of the Waterloo area for Grundy County. That's central Grundy County, and that will go until 4 o'clock as they have a severe thunderstorm and is moving east. And very slowly, at about 20 miles per hour, there was a severe thunderstorm warning in the Des Moines metro area. In fact, a little bit of hail damage in the Des Moines metro area. But that warning has expired. It has not been reissued. So right now, you got along the I-80 corridor between I-80 and US 30 right now. You got some rain around the Newton area, Grinnell area coming up there. And in the U.S. 20 corridor as well. So, again, keep an eye to the sky coming up this evening. Could see some rain for the next 36 hours or so. 319-366-1600 here on the Gym Class as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour here today. And we're going to talk some football right now, Mark, because we're on the cusp of the football season. Wanted to get everyone's thoughts, predictions, and just overall look at what you think is going to happen in 2022. And let us know. And it could be at any level. 319-366-1600. Of course, we mean pro, college, and high school. Let's not get into Metro Youth Football. Are they getting NILs? Kidding. Just kidding. We think. What do you think out there? What's going to happen? We talked about the Bears a little bit. Will the Chicago Bears, will they be a surprise team this year? I imagine there are a few even non-Bears fans out there that might be saying that could be the case.
Again, the win total 6.5 at Elite Sportsbook. Same as the Detroit Lions. Who's going to exceed 6.5? Who's going to fall short between those two teams?
Can I say one of my first ones, Mark?
Yes.
I will say it. I will throw it out there. But I, on August, 19th, I believe that the surprise team of this year will be the Detroit Lions.
Hmm.
No lightning coming into the studio. I like it. I like what the Lions have done. I think they've got the right coaching staff in place. I think they're okay at quarterback. They're not great at quarterback. But I think the Lions are making a big jump this year.
May not be wrong.
3-1.
Hutchinson's going to be a force, I think.
Got a pretty good tight end. Pretty good tight end. 319-366-1600. Starting to command 4101. Let's start with you. Your prediction or your look into the crystal ball. The Hawks will beat Michigan, but get blown out by Ohio State.
Mm.
If you gave Iowa fans 1-1 versus Michigan and Ohio State, Mark, I think they take it.
Absolutely.
Don't you?
Absolutely.
I mean, it'd be foolish to think Iowa goes 2-0, but 0-2, a lot of people are guessing right now, forecasting, if you will. And you take 1-1. I don't think there's any doubt about that. Now, 23-25 with a very interesting take right here. Do you think that there is a chance that we will see varsity football doubleheaders in high school with the shortage of officials? They have reported last week, I know one of the television stations in Des Moines reported that the Iowa High School Athletic Association is down about 200 officials. Now, that's at all levels. Varsity officials probably, I think, are for the most part okay, but you're seeing a lot of people starting to retire, get to the age where they're looking to get out, and there's not a whole lot coming back in to replenish that.
Now, the same crew typically does not do sophomore and varsity games.
Well, at lower classes, yes.
Yeah.
Certainly not at 5A and usually not at 4A. They don't. But there are a few occasions that they do. Now, in the lower levels, yes, they do the doubleheaders. So it's already going to be tough to do that. But I think that is something I hope we don't have to cross 23-25.
Man Fairfax on the text line, continuing our football discussion. The Chiefs won't miss a beat losing Tyreek. Sky Moore is Offensive Rookie of the Year. You'll take that, right?
I will take that. A lot of people are predicting Sky Moore as the Offensive Rookie of the Year. Now, who knows? Who knows? But I'd rather have Patrick Mahomes throwing to me than not have Patrick Mahomes throwing to me.
And interesting, when I was looking up these over and under win totals, Kansas City is at 10.5. So is Denver. That's getting the Russell Wilson factor, right?
That's a Russell Wilson factor, but they've lost Tim Patrick, another one of their starters for the season already. AFC West is dynamite. Like I told you earlier, if you gave me 11-6 right now, I think I'd take it.
Yeah.
With the Chiefs'
schedule.
In that
division, yeah.
Especially the front half of the Chiefs' schedule is just brutal. And I would take 11-6.
Dallas is a 10, but you made the point in our discussion earlier, weak division.
Yes. Weak division. It has been. I think it might be a little bit better this year. I think Philadelphia is going to be a little better. I think the Giants will be a little bit better. Who knows about Washington? But Dallas is certainly primed to win that particular division and has done so many times. 0905 as we look ahead, crystal ball-wise, to football 2022, pro, college, high school, whatever you want to talk about, at 319-366-1600. I think Kirk Ferentz and staff feel more comfortable with this team at this point than they did last year. Jury's still out if they will end up with a better record than last year due to the tough schedule.
Good point.
I would agree with that. But I think for the most part, they feel better about the team. I think there are a couple of units that are still up in the air at this point. But I don't think that's a bad take.
Let me throw this out for a discussion topic. There are four teams in the Big Ten West who have 7.5 over and under regular season wins. Wisconsin is 8.5, but these four teams in the West are 7.5. Nebraska, Purdue, Minnesota, and Iowa. All 7.5 over and under win totals. Who goes over? Who goes under? Nebraska, Purdue, Minnesota, and Iowa.
There you go. Your thoughts, 319-366-1600. What do you think? The West is always going to be a dogfight. Now, whether it's, you know, at 11 wins, 10 wins, or maybe 9 or 8 wins, it's always going to be interesting out there. And I think it's going to be interesting again for that very reason, as you mentioned.
Who do you think among those four? Who's going over? Who's going under? Nebraska?
No.
Under. Right?
6 or 7.
Purdue.
Charlie Jones is their number one wide receiver, apparently. with published reports out of Indiana.
Purdue's going over.
I think Purdue could. I like their quarterback situation.
Sky Uma.
Nah. Although, Ibrahim back, it's going to be... Those games, the head-to-head games in the West this year, are just going to be so important. They always are important, I get it, but even more important.
Maybe we'll save Iowa for another day.
This year, as we get closer to the Hawk season out there. 319-366-1600, 342 here on the Friday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. Your thoughts about football for 2022. I will throw this out. As long as we're talking about Iowa, I really think now we're going to see the emergence of a couple of guys on the defensive side of the ball and maybe in the return game as well. And that would be, I think you're going to see and hear a lot about Cooper DeJean. And I think you're going to see Xavier Wampa each week get more and more and more reps in there, hoping he's not taking him away from our friend Quinn Schulte. But I think you're going to see Xavier Wampa get on the football field more and more. I know that's not really going out on a limb as far as Xavier is concerned, but I think the coaching staff really likes Cooper DeJean.
Good observations.
There you go. On the text line, what about dual quarterbacks at Iowa, says Jeff on the text line.
Never have liked that idea.
If you have two quarterbacks, you don't have one.
81 Rose Bowl, it was Gordy Bohannon and Pete Gayles.
Yes, it was. 80-77 We had more upheavals in their offseason. Aaron Rodgers after his spiritual trip or the Nebraska offensive line. The hits keep coming, people. They just keep coming. And we're enjoying it, I guess.
I don't think Rodgers vomited after the psychedelic treatment.
Yeah, you never know. You never know. I don't even want to do that. Now, 98-43, I don't know if this is tongue-in-cheek or if this is, I think it is a little bit, but I think there's also some truth in this. They say, how about getting the officials in on the NIL program where they can wear advertising patches, talk about a way to increase the number of officials quickly? Major League Baseball has a sponsor for their umpires.
That doesn't keep parents' mouths shut.
No, but it could get a whole bunch more. John says, I am underestimating the Bears' offensive line. Jones and Lucas solid. Jenkins looking good at guard. Riley Reiff moving in and others.
Yeah, I don't think Reiff played last night.
I don't believe he did either.
No.
I don't believe he did either. Reef's going to be an upgrade. I don't think there's any doubt about that.
Yeah.
I mean, the Packers are the big favorite going into the year. I don't think there's any doubt about that. But second place is up for grabs in that division. And again, it more than likely is going to come down to the head-to-head between the Vikings, Bears, and the Lions. So that's what John believes.
The odds makers say no. They got Green Bay at 10.5 wins. Talked about the Bears and Lions at 6.5. Now, Minnesota, the Vikings are 9.5. So that tells me the odds makers believe Minnesota is going to be right there.
Big Ten is going to be tough. 5 teams in the West, 4 possibly in the East if Penn State rebounds, according to 86-99. And they all get paid. Handsomely. Handsomely. 72-27, if the Hawks don't improve offensively, especially quarterback, Iowa will struggle. Parents need to look outside the box in order to compete. Well, I don't think that's going to happen.
The team won 10 games last year.
Now, that's
with a terrible offense.
With a great defense and a great special team. So we'll see.
Iowa State fans, you can weigh in as well. What do you expect out of the Cyclones? Their win total is 6.5, Scott. 6.5 for Iowa State.
Yeah, I would take I think they can get to 7 at least. I think they can get to 7 at least there. While we're talking about Iowa State, by the way, while we're talking about the Cyclones, I think Hunter Deckers is not going to make people forget about Brock Purdy, but I think Hunter Deckers is going to be really, really a good quarterback. That arm strength he has is amazing. Xavier Hutchinson, if he can get it, I think he's going to be doubled a lot, especially early on. But I like what Hunter Deckers can do for this Iowa State.
A lot of upside.
If they get a couple more receivers that are going to be able to jump up, step up, I really, really like what they could do. Really like it.
In the high school front, I'm going out on a limb here, Scott. I know. I believe a Central Iowa team will win the 5A state championship.
Well, most everyone has migrated to Ankeny this year, as they are going to have a solid preseason number one. I mean, J.J. Cole, the Iowa State commit, really, really solid quarterback, and others. Yeah, I don't think you're really going out on a limb on that one. I will say this. As far as football is concerned, high school football, I'm really, really interested to see what Alex Mota is going to do at slot receiver for Marion. Played quarterback last year. Had to, basically, for Coach Joyner. And now is going to move to what the position he will play in college at Iowa will be. And I really think Alex Mota could be a really special, special athlete, not only at this level, but at the college level as well. That guy has a vertical leap that is amazing.
You can see him against Kennedy this afternoon, right?
Yeah, I think 5 o'clock.
Scrimmage, yeah.
I think 5 o'clock.
72-27 on the text line. I'm a Hawkeye fan. I think this is the Clones' year against the Hawks.
Ooh, in Iowa City. Well, you think about that. Iowa's going to have a tussle against South Dakota State. Iowa State is not going to have a tussle against SEMO, Southeast Missouri. Iowa State should win and win comfortably and get a lot of guys in the game. I'm not sure Iowa's going to be able to be afforded that luxury of getting a lot of guys in for South Dakota State.
Remember when Iowa State was not going to have trouble with Drake?
I do. But that was extenuating circumstances.
It was.
Boy, that was a crazy day. Yeah, with the Bulldogs. At the end of the season, as I recall. 3:50, we're going to take a short break, come back, and we'll have more of your outlook and predictions for the 2022 football season. More to come after this here on KGYM.
Shine down in 3, 2, 1.
Cut the car!
The hottest rock band in the universe. Shinedown, Planet Zero World Tour. September 6th, Alliant Energy Powerhouse.
It's about to get...
With special guests, Jelly Roll and John Harvey. Shinedown. On sale now at creventslive.com. Planet Zero, out July 1st.
We need to hire for another position. No problem. It's not like I'm already trying to juggle 5 job sites, screen candidates, schedule interviews, and, you know, do my job.
You've had it, and we get it. JobFunnel simplifies your search. Fill out info once and we post it to all the big job sites. JobFunnel makes it easy to prioritize applicants, keep track of things, even send bulk email responses, all from one streamlined hub. Go to KZIA.com and click on JobFunnel to get started. Breathe. JobFunnel's on it.
The NTT IndyCar Series returns to the Worldwide Technology Raceway.
The Firestone Firehawks go on. No adjustment whatsoever. Colton Herta's down and away.
Herta uses the momentum out of turn two. And Herta's even looking for the race lead into turn three.
Appears as though Colton Herta had a problem and something broke on that machine.
Joseph Newgarden comes to the start-finish line. Twin checkers out and he wins.
The Bomarito Automotive Group 500 live this Saturday.
Coverage starts tomorrow night at 5 on The Gym.
Making Moves is brought to you by LinkedIn Jobs.
After redshirting his first year at Ohio State, Joe Burrow spent the next 2 years as JT Barrett's backup. With Dwayne Haskins on the roster, Burrow didn't see much playing time and decided to transfer. LSU head coach Ed Orgeron zeroed in on Burrow and landed him. In his second season at LSU, Burrow led the Tigers to a 15-0 record, a national championship, and arguably the best season ever by a college quarterback.
Build your winning team today. Go to LinkedIn.com/sports.
When your college football team talks to the right recruits, anything is possible. And the same is true for your business, because when you post a job for free, LinkedIn Jobs taps into a network of over 810 million professionals to find the right people for your role. LinkedIn Jobs helps you narrow down to the most qualified candidates so you can start hiring the right people. Go to LinkedIn.com/sports to post your job for free. That's LinkedIn.com/sports. Terms and conditions apply.
Back with you on The Gym Class here on KGYM at 3:52. So we get you closer and closer to the weekend here. The Todd Brommelkamp Show without Alex Kuhn comes up from 4 until 6 coming up this evening. We're back with you on Monday with a wrap-up of the weekend and getting into the first week of the high school season and the first week, a few games of college football coming up next week. And we've been talking about what you are anticipating as far as looking ahead to football in 2022 is concerned. And love to hear from you out there at 319-366-1600 as we have just a couple of minutes remaining here on the program. And I said the Lions are my surprise team, Mark, in the NFC. My AFC surprise team, the Indianapolis Colts. You are going to see a resurrection season for Matt Ryan with a running game around him.
Matt Ryan's good.
Ryan is good.
I like Frank Reich, and probably not going to be far off there if you are.
Who do you like? Who do you see as a surprise?
I think the Raiders continue to ascend in a very tough division. I think Philadelphia is going to be better than people think. I love Jalen Hurts. Can't really put my finger on Miami, what Tua will do.
But, boy, they have to perform, though. They have to perform.
I'm not sold on the Vikings either. I know Cousins is not bad. He's better than average. Nice running back, pretty good defense. The Vikings do Viking things, though.
Is that your inner bear coming out? I tell you what I think's going to happen in college football. Watch what USC does under Lincoln Riley. They've got talent. And then they brought in more talent from Oklahoma and elsewhere as far as the transfer pool is concerned. I just have a feeling USC is going to be a big, big player as far as the national landscape this year is concerned in year one with Lincoln Riley.
You're looking at USC, Utah, top two teams out there.
Oh, that's right. You're the Utah guy. Yeah. So, yeah, well, do they play this year?
I don't know.
We'll have to look. We'll have to look and see see exactly how that will go. As you like Utah. Well, a lot of people like Utah.
Yeah.
I mean, not like USC is down the line, but they're not exactly talked about as far as the four playoff teams are concerned. And I don't think Clemson's going to be there at the end. I don't think Clemson's going to be there.
NC State's supposed to be pretty good in that league, right?
NC State's supposed to be very good in that league. Pitt is supposed to be good again as far as the ACC is concerned. So, get a few college games next week. A couple Big Ten teams. Well, three Big Ten teams will go at it next week, including two head-to-head over in Dublin, Northwestern and Nebraska. If the Huskers can make it on the plane without having any problems. Hope they have enough bags. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Hey, before we leave, you mentioned the fact that C.J. Stroud today made mention of the fact with the new media rights contract that'll be coming up and starting next year as far as the Big Ten is concerned. They want a piece of the pie. He mentioned that today. You got a minute, Mark.
That's enough time to get on my porch and survey the lawn. Dude, you already get paid. Remember that scholarship?
What's going to happen to the Olympic sports folks if the football and basketball players start to get paid off of the television contract? Oh, boy.
It's silly.
You think this is sticky now? Wait till if that comes to fruition. It's going to get even stickier out there. So we'll see. We'll see how it plays out. Thanks for the interaction. Do appreciate it, as always. And we look forward to talking football with you, especially starting next week as we get closer and closer to football season. Mark, you have a great weekend. Stay dry. And hopefully everybody makes it out of there safe. We do have a severe thunderstorm watch in effect until 8 o'clock for Johnson, Lynn counties, and counties to the west. Have yourself a great weekend.
I will indeed. Talk to you Monday.
Ben, have yourself a great weekend as well. Stay tuned. The Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. It's Todd going solo today. That will take you from 4 until 6. We are back with you on Monday, starting at 3. Have a great weekend.
Stop buying tickets without rewards and start getting more from the only ticketing company that rewards you for buying.